All right, Jabul said, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up. We started yesterday, Os Mem, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, a very, very beautiful and profound idea. So Reb Tzadik was speaking about the concept of tshuva. We've transitioned a little bit here, speaking about the concept of tshuva. And in speaking about the concept of tshuva, Reb Tzadik said that the goal is that a person will get to the level that he feels profound remorse from the depths of his heart. A person commits an aveira, which inevitably we all do. So a person feels a profound sense of remorse as a result of their sinful behavior. We spoke about yesterday the distinction between feeling remorse versus spending time beating myself up. Two very, very different things. Nothing productive usually comes from beating myself up too much, but remorse is exceptionally powerful and can be an exceptionally productive tool for personalistic change. Reb Tzadik says, when a person gets to that level, what happens? Zedonos kizchuyos. Quoting from the Lashon of the Gemara Maseches Yuma, that a person gets to that level and their intentional averos become like merits. So let's pick up from there. You know, we spoke about this concept yesterday. Let's pick up from there. I'm going to be reading in Be'uri HaChasidus, the middle section, three lines in. He says, She'echashvu zedonosav al derech avera l'shmo. When I go ahead and my averos spark a profound level of remorse, for what I've done, then those averos have the ability to become what he calls an avera lishma, an avera for the sake of heaven. So what does that mean? He goes on, Shehi gidola mimitzah shelo lishma, va'al ze al yedei shelavavo boer ka'ish la'ashem yizbarach, ad shenisraf v'nichle kol ha'psoles v'hara shebaliv. So this avera lishma, this avera for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has the ability to accomplish something that sometimes even the greatest mitzvah doesn't have the ability to accomplish. Now, what does this mean? Because the truth is, this first in general, the concept of an avera lishma is generally a difficult concept to really understand. But on a deeper level, what is this yesod? That somehow this charata, this sense of remorse, this profound sadness over what I have done could somehow affect a greater level of personalistic change than even a mitzvah. He goes on, Ritzoni lomar, sheyakir v'yovin, ha'odam ha'chozer b'tshuva, mikoach ha'sagas ha'sech ha'ne'alam, that if a person is able to go ahead and reach a level of understanding, and in that level of understanding, he writes, Shekoma shechata ba'avar, haya ze gamkein birtzon Hashem yisbarach, sheyavor es ma she'avar. Suppose that this is a very profound statement, but we have to analyze it very carefully. That a person gets to a level that he understands that everything that he has transgressed, whatever he's transgressed, has also been the Ratzon Hashem. So listen to these words for just a moment. This says Reb Tzadik, the same way that when a person performs a mitzvah, there's a recognition that a mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem, that a mitzvah represents the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. A mitzvah is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too says Reb Tzadik, when a person goes ahead and commits an aveira, he has to understand that that too is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does that mean? This is a very dangerous statement, right? Because a person could say, remember, to a certain degree, there's a certain determinism approach in this. That at the end of the day, everything is the will of God. I don't have any bechira, I don't have any real choice. So whatever happens, happens. Of course, that's not what Reb Tzadik is saying. So how do you understand this phrase? That the same way when I perform a mitzvah, I recognize that I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, the will of God. So too when I perform an Aveira, I'm also performing the will of God. And Reb Tzadik says something amazing. He says, Haya ze gam kim b'Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach, she'avar es ma she'avar, v'chol tachliso shel chet zeh, Haisa kideisha lebasov yachzer b'tshuva achari kol haricho kahu. Oh, to which Reb Tzadik explains so beautifully. Rabbi said that what? That a person has to understand as follows. What does it mean when I perform a mitzvah that I'm doing the Ratzon Hashem, that I'm performing the will of God? What does that statement mean? That statement means that I recognize that through performing a mitzvah, I become closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what it means, fulfilling the will of God. What does God want with me more than anything? What does any parent want more with their child? Relationship. A sense of closeness. A sense of connection. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the Ratzon Hashem? The Ratzon Hashem is, right? The Ratzon Hashem is that we cling to Him and He clings to us, that there's a relationship. So when I perform a mitzvah, I'm clearly engendering and fostering that relationship. Says Reb Tzadik, the same thing happens when you commit an Avera. What? Same thing as when I commit an Avera. So an Avera seems to be just the opposite, right? What's the major fallout of an Avera? Is Richuk, right? We often think that the major fallout of an Avera is Onesh, is punishment. That's not true. The truth is that out of everything that a sin engenders, Onesh, punishment, is the easiest thing to go ahead and cleanse. It's the Richuk, it's the distance that's created by chait that's so profound. So how could Reb Tzadik say that the performance of an Avera ultimately, again, is Ratzon Hashem? See, he says something amazing. He says, V'chol tachliso shel chait, because the entire essence of sin, ha'isa k'dei shel basof yachzer b'tshuva acharei kol harichu kahu. Because Rebbe will say, what is the entire essence of sin? The entire essence of sin is that after I go ahead and create this level of disconnect, I come back. So Rebbe will say, what does sin highlight? Sin highlights my weaknesses. And after I commit an Avera, I know exactly what I have to work on. And I know exactly what's holding me back. And I know exactly what's eroding my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, again, sin helps me to pinpoint exactly where my weaknesses are. Well, now I know where my weaknesses are. Now I have the ability to work on them. If I have the ability to work on them, that means that I'm going to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, says Reb Tzadik, it turns out that a sin is Ratzon Hashem also. Because a sin, this is going to sound strange, but Navera, if utilized correctly, can be the most incredible catalyst to coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or really better stated, it's not the sin itself, but rather it's the aftermath of the sin. And therefore that's what Reb Tzadik means when he says that when a person does tshuva, and what's tshuva? Tshuva, says Reb Tzadik, is charat, or remorse. Remorse is, I can't believe I did this, because I've created a separation, a disconnect between myself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. But now I know what my weakness is. Now I know my Achilles heel. Now I know what I have to work on. So now I'm going to begin that process of repair. And when I utilize the chait in that way, the chait itself becomes an incredible zechus. I know it sounds strange. The chait becomes a schus. The chait becomes a merit. The chait becomes Ratzon Hashem. If you look in footnote Shin Nun Gimel, Reb Tzadik says so beautifully. He says over here, Re'e b'takanas hashavim, kal avero sheheviyu ha'adam lashuv, v'lezakos l'madregas bal tshuva, shamu zal she'in tzadikim gimorim yicholun la'amot. So we'll say, at the end there, Reb Tzadik says, that any avera that brings a person to tshuva, and any avera that brings a person to try to become greater than they were before, he says, is what? Hare harichuk husibas kiruv. That's such a profound statement. The richuk, the distance, the chait, which caused distance, ultimately again becomes the very catalyst for coming together. Mostly, what a profound idea. That which causes distance ultimately again became the Sibas Kiruv. We'll see, you underline, if you're using the Sefer, underline that line, because that line to me is perhaps one of the most profound lines. There's this is how a person has the kajos. You ever have a moment where you commit an Avera, and sometimes again, it's the same Avera that I'm committing all of the time, and I feel so deflated. So deflated. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this again. And I can't believe I've fallen into this trap again. And I did tshuva. I've done tshuva on it so many times. And I can't believe I'm here. But Reb Tzadik says, don't allow yourself to become deflated after the commission of chait. For one simple reason. That phrase, Hari harichok hu sivas hakiruv. Because sometimes in life, it's the creation of distance that in and of itself is the catalyst for closeness. The creation of distance is the catalyst for closeness. That sometimes it's in those moments when I feel most far away, and I realize now what my weaknesses are, and I realize now what I have to work on, gives me a renewed sense of purpose, a renewed sense of direction. I know what the problem is. I know what it is. They will say, like Lahav does, like going to the doctor. You know, a person has an ache. A person has an ache. I don't know what the ache is. I know that there's an ache. I don't know what the ache is. I go to the doctor. The doctor diagnoses me. Oh, you know, in simcha kataras asekas, right? There's no greater happiness in life than resolution of doubt. So now I know what the ache is. Once I know what the ache is, then what? I can deal with it. Reb Tzadik says the same thing with chait. That I know I have weaknesses, but sometimes I'm not sure about those weaknesses. When I sin, the gadlus, the greatness of sin, I just got my diagnosis. I know exactly now what the problem is. And now that I know what the problem is, I could focus on it with clear direction. I could focus on it with clear vision. There's no longer the ambiguity that I know I have weaknesses, but I'm not sure what the weaknesses are. Now I'm acutely aware of what the weaknesses are, and now I can deal with them. Therefore, says Reb Tzadik, it turns out that the chait, which gives you direction, becomes a schus. And as he says over here, that the richuk is the sibas hakirov. That sometimes in life, it's the very distance that becomes the source and the catalyst for all connection. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emiras Hashem and Os Mem on Monday.